Now the fight's done, the great god of war lies sleeping in shades and fast closing his eyes. Love laughs at his rest and soldiers' alarms. He drums and he trumpets and struts in his arms. He rides on his lance and the bushes he bangs, and his broad bloody sword on the willow tree hangs. Love smiles when he feels the sharp point of his dart, and he wings it to hit the grim god in the heart, who leaves his steel bed and bolsters of brass for pillows of roses and couches of grass. His courser of lightning is now grown so slow that a cupid in the saddle sits bending his bow. Love, love is the cry, love and kisses go round, till Phyllis and Damon lie clasped on the ground. The shepherd too quick does her pleasure destroy, does abortive she cries and he murders my joy. But he rallies again by the force of her charms, and kisses, embraces, and dies in her arms. Till she with soft sighs and her fragrant breath revives the great warrior from love's pleasing death, and with such bright glances as beams from her eyes she fires his soul with fresh vigors which rise from the sense of delight and the ocean of bliss that flows from her lips when she charms with a kiss. Or powers too great for his arms to withstand, his conquests are yielded a better command. She rules the dread fury and wildness in war, and wins all his trophies without sword or spear. While tamely he bows, nor has power to resist, when such pointed beauty does enter the list. Oh, the bloody fields now neglected must lie, while love's sweeter combat the warrior will try. Though sure to be conquered and put to the foil, when once the winged god has him fast in his toil. So panting between the two hills of white snow, while that from love's fountain all pleasures do flow. Such dreams of delight which I dare not relate, least wounded with passion I feel the same fate, till tired with bliss he is forced to retreat, like a soldier that storms from the wall often beat. For who with soft Venus can hold out the fight, and not be reaved of all his great might? Love, love is the power that a conquest will gain. All armor and weapons against it are vain. The conquering Caesar, whom earth did obey, to Egypt's fair queen his love homage did pay. To the force of her eyes and her angel bright face, his conquests, his trophies, and honor gave place. So strong the small god has his golden shafts made, that where they hit there his commands he has laid. Each cheek where the roses and lilies do grow are the aims against which he does bend his great bow. Then his winged arrows that sing he lets fly, whilst panting o'er the ground the fair beauty does lie. And struggles in pangs which so pleasing to prove, that she sighs, oh, I'm wounded, yet wounds like these love. Looks cheerful and joys, though love's captive she be, and in strict embraces does count herself free. Oh, the ravishing transports that wait on love's throne, the new joys that are blooming when old ones are gone. From ruby lips when sweet nectar does flow, from eyes with star twinkles and lashes that glow on the rosy fair cheeks which bashfully rise when in her dear's arms the coy virgin she lies. Yet sighing desires what she seems to withstand, and often love's scepter she takes in her hand. Ah, then seems to tremble and start as afraid, and cries, I alas, unto love am betrayed. Yet faintly she cries, and with pleasure renewed, soon stifles that sound, and her fear is subdued. Then bolder she grows, till her lover does yield to the force of her charms, and retreats from love's field.